Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this, in your ears right now, is what we call a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But please remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you want to reach us, you may leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 781-591-0390. You can also email us or email us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to visit our website, you can do that for links to everything we mentioned on the show. We're on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, and the Forever 35 Facebook group is still going strong at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums.
Oh, Dori.
Yes, Kate.
We're kicking things off with a listener who wants to know our exact makeup process.
Okay.
So let's read their message and then let's just kind of take this first few minutes of the show to break, well, just to discuss, and we can break down what we're wearing. This person wrote to us and they said, "Hi, Kat and Dor, longtime listener, first time email. I am a 40-year-old mom to four who has never had the time to care about makeup. I just tossed something on and ran off about the day. Now I am finding I have time and interest in all the things I see on TikTok, Insta, etc., contouring and highlighting, and honestly just learning how to put on eye makeup. But I am stuck. I purchase the things I am targeted and then get them, and I have no idea how to use it. Videos aren't helping either. I don't even know what order to apply anything. I swear I thought it was concealer, then CC cream and foundation, but the internet tells me otherwise. I just cannot get it. Please share your makeup process step by step." That's in all caps. "I need help. I want what they are calling gym makeup. Really, we have to put on a full face for the gym now? Haha. For my everyday look. Natural, yet flawless. Thanks for the help. Love you both." I have a lot to just to say about like what we're being fed versus what is feasible and like
same.
I have kind of made peace with the, and I understand the way those videos make you feel. I watch them and I'm like, oh my God, I've got to be fucking contouring my nose, like, and not my face. And then I just have said to myself, you know what? That's just not going to be for me. I don't have the time or energy or quite frankly, the interest in learning how to do that. And I think that is just fine. And I do think we really need to look, if that interests you and you want to learn how to do it and you love it, that's great. But we can also make peace with the fact that we are being bombarded with billions of bits of information that makes it feel like we're being told to do things when we still can, even though I know free will is probably a myth, we can still kind of choose what we want to do.
Yeah. I also want to gently push back on this idea of natural yet flawless.
Keep talking.
Because I feel like this plays into the whole pernicious no makeup look.
Ooh, shuddery shudders.
The quote natural beauty look, where the whole idea is to not look like you put in any effort, but look, as this listener writes, flawless. And I think that this is a very pernicious message that has been kind of put forth to us by influencers, by websites, by magazines. And I would just urge you to reconsider this idea. Like, it sounds to me like you don't want people to know that you're wearing makeup, because that would imply that you, I don't know, that would imply that you need makeup, quote unquote.
Or that you're trying too hard.
You're trying too hard. You're worried what people might think if they know that you're wearing makeup, but you want the effects of wearing makeup without actually wearing, you know, without people thinking you're wearing the makeup. So, you know, to me, that's sort of a dangerous, like, self-esteem road to start going down. And there's nothing wrong with wearing a full face of makeup if that's what you want to wear.
Yeah. And I think also this, you know, it's interesting when you talk about this idea of, like, we are wearing makeup, but look like we're not wearing makeup. It's another way of hiding the labor that goes into things.
Yes,
and the labor that we're all, like, kind of required to do by society.
Right.
That is fucking exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, I have product recommendations for you, but I'm bumped. I mean, I have thoughts.
Let's hear them.
Okay. I think you would really like Saie Beauty, S-A-I-E. I do really like their products. If I'm putting on makeup, if I'm choosing to wear makeup for just a regular day where I'm, like, working and picking up my kids and making dinner, that kind of day, you know, dropping something off at school or running an errand, I don't wear makeup every day. But if I were choosing to put some on, I would possibly use some sort of primer. Really, I think anything goes here, whatever you got. Then I would put on, I like this Saie Slip Tint Dewy Tinted Moisturizer. It's extremely sheer. There's barely any coverage, but I think that's what you want. If you want a little more coverage, I really love the It CC Cream. It's really great. And then I bought a bunch of the Saie Beauty stuff, so I've just been kind of using that really. It's super quick. I'll put their lightweight, what do I put underneath? Hold on. They have something called a serum foundation, Hydro Bounce Serum Foundation. So I'll put that on my face. Then I'll put their Slip Tint on. Maybe a little, like, blotches of their dewy highlighter. This is not sponsored. I just bought a bunch of their products. They have a Dew Blush Liquid Cheek Blush. I do, like, two dots of it on my cheek because I find it very pigmented. And I just rub it in with my fingers. And then I put a little bit of their Hydra Beam Brightening Creamy Under Eye Concealer on. And then I'll put on a mascara. And for mascara, I have two that I really like. One is by Shoshi Glamour, and it's a refillable mascara. This brand just sent us some stuff, and I use it, and I really love their mascara, and their lip products are, like, to die for. Their lipsticks are great. And then also the Gwen Stefani, I think you pronounce it Give, although I think she spells it like G-X-V-E or something fucking annoying. But that mascara is excellent. So I use those two, and then I might, like, realistically, I'm just putting on some, like, lip balm. I'm not even putting on a lipstick or anything. And that's just, like, a day-to-day. I also do like the Jones Road Miracle Balm. My caveat with this product is, like, I think I have it in the color, think it's Dusty Rose. Maybe it's Flush. I forget the exact name, but I'm just using it on my cheeks. It's like a giant tub of product, and I use very, very little of it. Like, you could share this with, like, split a Miracle Balm with, like, four friends. So I like it, but it's just enormous. Like, the amount of product you get is absurd to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So that is it. If I was, like, putting on a heavier makeup face, I would probably use different products. I also like the Jane Airedale Dream Tint as a light foundation, but that's kind of my, like, if I just tossed some makeup in a bag for the day, that is what I would be wearing. Dory, anything you want to add?
I want to share my kind of, actually, I will share exactly what I take to the gym. So I bring my under eye concealer, my It Cosmetics Bye Bye Under Eye. I bring my, I actually don't think I've talked about this product on the pod before. I actually really love it. It is from Youthphoria.
I've never heard of this place. Is
their BYO blush color changing blush oil. Ooh. So allegedly it reacts to your skin's pH to give you a flush that is like exactly your perfect shade.
I mean, my Hello Kitty Pixie pH lip tint does this, and it is so fucking great.
Yeah, it's actually very cool because I have noticed it does give me a tint that is like the perfect kind of cool pink shade that, like,
yes,
the one I'm supposed to be wearing.
Do I need to tappity tap add to cart on this one and favorite it and watch it and think about it?
I really like it. It takes there's a bit of a learning curve to it because it doesn't show up right away. So I think our instinct often with like blush is like you put some on and then you think, oh, I need a little bit more. But if you don't wait the like 10 seconds for it to like adjust to your skin, you end up with like so much product on your face because you didn't like let it figure out your color.
Sure.
But if you do, then it's great. And I like to use a little beauty blender to like blend that in and blend in the concealer. And then I use my Thrive Cosmetics mascara. And that's kind of it. Like for my like very, oh, and an eyebrow pencil I will often bring, or like some sort of eyebrow situation. I think doing your eyebrows is like a very underrated, quick, easy thing to make yourself look like a little bit more pulled together. So those are the four things I would do. And then like if you want, you can do like a lip gloss or something. I have to come clean and say that like I love the way lipstick and lip glosses look. They don't really last on my face. I'm always like touching my face or like drinking something, and the super long lasting ones I feel like inevitably dry out my lips. And so I just, not that I've like given up on lip gloss and lipstick, but it's not like a must do for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I just, that's why I'm just putting on my like rose lip balm and or Vaseline.
Just calling
really.
In the day.
Yep. Signing off.
Yep. So anyway, that's what I got to say.
Yeah. I mean, look, we could definitely do, if people want to toss out their prod recs, we could do a whole episode on this. But let's also discuss like the implications and the larger things around it, because I do think it's interesting. I think I'm curious about our feelings about this. You know, brings up a lot of feelings anyway. Dory, let's take a break. And when we come back, we have a couple questions about transportation.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hold up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. All right, welcome back. Dory, would you mind reading this first email for us?
I definitely would not. Hi, Kate and Dory. I would love some advice. I'm making a big cross-country move from Des Moines, Iowa to Richmond, Virginia to go to graduate school in the fall. I've lived in Des Moines for over 10 years, and I'm paralyzed with anxiety about all the logistics that need to fall into place with a move like this. I'm very excited about graduate school, but the current stress of moving is totally eclipsing that. You both have done big cross-country moves before, right? Do you have any advice or tips for how to do this? How do I look for apartments when I'm 18 hours away? How did you move your things? How much money did you save to pull it off? Help! I will be moving with my partner who will continue working their same job.
So when my husband and I moved from Brooklyn, New York to Los Angeles, California, some of the things that we did, one, we never looked for apartments ourselves. Friends, there was an apartment opening up in our friend's building, and they went and looked at, they told us about it, looked at it for us, and we rented it sight unseen. Like, I only saw pictures of the apartment.
Wow, okay.
Because I think I have had other friends and other people I know, you know, like one of them will go out and look and sign a lease on something before the move. But we couldn't, I don't think we could afford to do that. So that is how we did it. You know, it's a risk, but that is just, you know, that is what we did. So I think you can rent an apartment sight unseen from, you know, you can someone, the owner or landlord or whoever, to do a video tour. Like, that might just be how you have to do it. It's not a permanent home. You know, you're only living there for however long your lease is. But that's what I would recommend. And let's see, we also had movers, and I would thoroughly research, if you're using movers, thoroughly research, because I've heard some horror stories of cross-country moves. And we had them come, and we had an 8-month-old baby at the time, so we paid the extra to have them pack up our apartment, which was magical. And then it was about 3 to 4 weeks of waiting for our stuff in Los Angeles. Like, they came and packed us up. We flew out the next day, and then our stuff arrived. I would recommend going and getting some, like, basic stuff to have in your new place. You know, we slept in an air mattress. We had, like, went to Target and bought blankets and a few plates and those sorts of things. Plates I still use to this day. Plastics, big plastic bowls that I love. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to want to do, like, we literally landed at the airport and drove to IKEA. It was really intense. It was intense. It was with a baby and a cat. So I think you just also have to constantly be reminding yourself that moving is one of the most traumatic things that you can do. It's extremely unsettling and stressful. So you have to just understand, or just remind yourself, that when you're, like, overwhelmed and stressed and freaking out and everything is a fucking disaster, like, this is a extremely big life event. I don't remember how much money we saved, because it was 12 years ago, but we did not have a ton of money saved.
You said that you are going to graduate school. The first thing I would do is I would reach out to your school. They almost definitely have some sort of housing office, and I would ask if there are any like internal lists, bulletin board, you know what I mean? Like, internal Craigslist type places where apartments are posted. It sounds like you're not going to have any sort of, like, student housing. So, but I would ask about that, because that is a good way to find places that are probably, like, near campus. And, you know, I don't want to say vetted, but, like, people have probably rented from them before. The other thing I would do is call the admin of your particular program and ask if there is any sort of, like, department email list of graduate students that you could email and ask if anyone in the department has any knowledge of available apartments. Like, I would take advantage of the school.
Yes, great suggestion.
You know, you going into, like, a school situation. The other thing I would say is, I'm going to assume that one of you will be driving. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume that you have a car that you will be bringing. If that assumption is incorrect, I'm sorry, but I'm going to assume that. I would pack, really go through your stuff and think about what are the things that I'm really going to need for, you know, 2 to 4 weeks while our stuff is getting moved. One tip that I've seen that I've never tried, but seems like a super useful thing to do is you like pack a suitcase with the things that you think you'll need. And then you kind of only use the stuff out of that suitcase. And if it's not in the suitcase, then you put it in the suitcase.
Oh, smart, and Dory. So this is before you leave.
This is before you leave. And you kind of do that for a few days because that way, like, oh, you go to brush your teeth and your toothbrush isn't in the suitcase. Then you put it in the suitcase. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that way you could at least have those like really important things that you might not want to entrust to movers, like any sort of documents or whatever, and you know, medications, like all that kind of stuff, but then also stuff that would just kind of be annoying to live without for, you know, a few weeks.
I love that. That's such a good suggestion. I've never even thought about that. I love it.
I forget where I read this tip. It's possible it was in like Forever 35 Travel, but yeah, I mean, I'm always like, I should do that. And then like, I forget.
Never have. Yep.
I've never done it, but it's always like advice I give people because I'm like, if I were more organized, I would do this.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah. So whoever thought of that, great work.
Credit goes to you. Mm-hmm. Good luck, listener, with your move.
Yeah.
Here is an email we received. Hi, Kat and Dor. Looking for some advice on learning how to drive. I'm going to turn 34 soon, and I feel pathetic that I never got my license. I tried to learn in my 20s, and with undiagnosed ADHD, a bad teacher, and overwhelming self-doubt, it just didn't happen. I've told myself that I need to at least try to learn again, especially now that I'm on meds for the ADHD, but I keep talking myself out of it because I'm so scared of failing. I should also add that at this point, I need to first rewrite the written test because that has now expired, but I can't even get myself to refresh myself on the rules so I can write the test. Anyone else out there who learned how to drive, quote, later in life? Any tips?
I did not personally learn how to drive later in life, but I have some friends who did.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think it's actually like fairly common for people who grew up like in New York City mm-hmm. to never have learned how to drive.
Totally.
Like if you grew up in LA, you like it's not a blanket generalization because obviously there's a lot of people who can't afford cars in Los Angeles, but it is more of a driving city than New York, where like even people who could afford cars oftentimes either don't have one or it's just not something that their kid would learn necessarily. It's just not as much part of the culture. So I do know a few people who grew up in New York who like as adults either like moved out of New York or for whatever reason, like decided they needed to learn how to drive and did as adults. I think this is just the kind of thing where like you just have to kind of like psych yourself out and own it. And try as much as you can to sort of let go of the shame that it seems like you feel over never having learned how to drive.
I agree that it's definitely much more common than I think it seems. And even if it wasn't, it's still okay.
Totally.
I think if you can break it down into really digestible steps, because you mentioned the test, and I just, you know, I see you and I understand the feeling of like, I understand the inability, not the feeling, the inability to rewrite the written test. Like you have to refresh yourself on the test. So I think if you can set yourself up with like very doable goals, like open the website to like, just, you know, just like write down the URL what is the website where I'm going to learn about this written test? Okay, I found the URL. Now I at least know what it is. Then tomorrow I can maybe open the URL. Mm. I also think that if it's within your means financially to like go to driving school, like research
totally
what the good driving schools are in your area and take private driving lessons. I took driving lessons when I was a kid. Driver's ed was truly a bizarre experience for me. It was very weird. I don't know if you took driver's ed, but I think there are lots of driving schools. There are lots of folks learning how to drive as adults. And I would just get yourself, like, find someone who you feel really comfortable with and just take your time. There's no rush. You know, there's no pressure.
I will say, I sincerely hope that driver's ed has evolved since the time that I took it in the early to mid 90s.
Yes, agreed.
Agreed. There's a lot of like unnecessary fear mongering, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I hope that they have now learned to like walk the line between like instilling a healthy degree of like safety and awareness versus like trying to scare the shit out of teenagers.
God, don't I remember those times? Yeah. So strange. All right. Dory, let's take one more break and come back with one last question.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, Dory, we're just going to end things today with some thoughts from a listener about another listener who was worried that a friend had unfollowed them on social media.
Okay.
Or muted them, I should say.
Hey, this is in response response to the listener who was worried about her friend who maybe might have muted her on Instagram or doesn't watch her posts, whatever. In conjunction with what you guys are saying about, you know, the algorithm makes it difficult, etc., I just want to say that I have been known to, before mute was an option, I used to unfollow people who maybe were acquaintances, but that I felt like posted too much and were inhibiting me from, or prohibiting me rather, from seeing other posts that I want to see. But sometimes it can be as simple as that. If you post too many stories a day and the friend just wants to see specific content, or another move that I'm noticing a lot with my friends and myself to some degree is I'll mute a lot of noise and then, or I'll go through phases where I mute everybody and just log on to only look for the feel-good stuff. But then I'd also, not to make it a whole thing, make sure you haven't done anything to annoy this friend. I don't know. It depends how close you are. That last part's probably garbage, but just wanted to share my thoughts. Bye.
I do like that this listener's like, maybe your friend just unfollowed you because you're too much online. I mean, yeah, that's like real talk, right? That could be it.
Yeah.
Or you're not just for that. Your online presence isn't for them, which isn't a critique of you. It just is what it is. Look, everybody has the right to exist on social media how they want, right, Dory? Like, yeah. It doesn't, I think somebody muting you or unfollowing you doesn't mean that they don't like you.
Totally.
It's just we have to figure out new boundaries to set in this online world.
Yeah, I think that's like really fair. I mean, I like, and it's the kind of thing where like, well, whatever. We already discussed this. I appreciate this listener's point of view. I also think that like you can drive yourself crazy trying to figure out why someone did something on social media. And like, yes, ultimately it doesn't like really matter.
Yes.
You know?
No.
So.
This is such a good point. Amen, amen, amen.
Kate, this is my way of telling you that I've unfollowed you. I'm just kidding. I haven't unfollowed you.
You know what? Remember when I accidentally blocked you on Instagram? Do you remember when I accidentally blocked you?
I do. I remember. That was hilarious. Yes.
It was so weird.
It's like, Kate, I think the reason you're not seeing my stuff is because it appears that you have blocked me. Anyway.
It was an accident.
All right.
Well, Dory, let's set a boundary and sign off.
Great. Bye, everyone.